Bumma, because I couldn't say Grandma, by R. Shantez Jackson. She opened me to my river's edge, pushed me in, instructed me to swim. I drowned in all that I was. She gave me permission to access my extra in plain sight, extra dramatic, extra artistic, extra powerful. She was the Orisha who acknowledged my magic, showed me how to control my Aries fire, how to burn low and strong and not burn out, how to walk into a room and not burn it down, or blind the masses with the white hot lights of pure honesty. She gave me permission to be the greatest testimonies, even in my brokenness, how my back should bend but not fold, how to hold the grit in my craw, when to release it. She showed me prayers and honest belief manifesting powers and shifts. She performed the rituals in my face. She set the intentions, lit the candles, read the scriptures, cast the spells from her lips, reversed curses to bind the wicked, made me take the old medicines, and made me pay attention to the flows of the spirit. I grew from the house of her womb, one generation away, but she apprenticed me, grooming the baby into a priesthood of godliness the likes of no woman should carry. I lay now at the roots of her tree, planted in my spine, while she whispers to me. On days like this, remarkable is everything she said without saying anything.